verses, God, through the Apostle Peter, gives us several images of what it means to be a Christian rightly connected to Christ and each other. And if there was ever a time we needed to really focus on how we are to remain connected as Christians, this would be that time. Peter wrote today's particular scripture as part of a larger letter. As we've mentioned before, these are to the Jewish Christians spread out through what we now know as Turkey. And this all takes place like 30 years after the time of Jesus. So the gospel's been around a while and people have embraced it and it's spread all through that particular part of the world, and yet people are struggling. So a lot of these letters from the apostles are designed to lift them up, and I believe to lift us up even today. Now Peter focuses on what it means to be a Christian believer, not a person who claims to be a Christian. What does it mean to actually be a Christian believer? But as we begin, let's pray for God to open our hearts and our minds. Father God, we thank you for giving us your word. We thank you that the apostles wrote these letters to the Christians in the early church to lift them up in encouragement. And yet, even today, if we listen to your word, we too can be lifted up. So open our hearts and our minds as we go to your word. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So Peter's going to give us some illustrations here of what it means to be the people of God. So let's begin. This is 1 Peter. There we go. We're doing that thing again. There we go. We are in 1 Peter chapter 2, actually. 1 Peter chapter 2, the first three verses. And he says this: therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. So I love these verses because there's three verses and there's an awful lot of stuff going on here. So what does it mean to be people of God? Therefore, what have we learned about the word therefore? The word therefore means that based on what I just said, now, going forward. In the ESV, it just says, so put away all malice. It skips the therefore, but it's in the original, and that therefore is important. Therefore, and therefore is based on, in 1 Peter, in the first few verses, where he's told us to purify our souls by obedience to the truth, and some other guidance. And then he says, therefore, rid yourself of all malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander of every kind. So the first thing about becoming a true follower of Christ is you've got to get rid of this stuff in your life. And it's hard. Because we know from Scripture also that we have a fallen human nature and that we are inclined towards sin. We convince ourselves that some of these things are okay in this circumstance. Well, I know I'm not supposed to do that, however. Hypocrisy. All deceit, trickery, falsehood. Wow. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is about hiding what you really are and presenting something else to the world. The biggest hit against Christians in all of the world is that we're hypocrites. We say and we promote and we proclaim certain things, and then they see us being just like the world. I don't think it's changed very much. I haven't seen recent statistics, but probably some of you have heard this before, that the divorce rate among Christians is pretty much the same, about 50%, the same as the world. What kind of witness does that say? We have politicians or famous people who claim to be Christians that are constantly being caught up in, well, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander. We are not to be that way. We are to work these things out of us. You need to know who you are, especially in trying times like these. When you're in the middle of a storm, you need something to hang on to. And as you're going to see, in order to accomplish these things, you need to cleanse yourself. You know the scripture that talks about taking the speck out of your brother's eye? And that's the sense of this. That scripture says, don't worry about taking the speck out of your brother's eye. Just worry about the log that's in your own eye. Now, does that mean we are not to judge? Because people then will jump to that one and say, well, we're not supposed to judge anybody. Well, no, we're supposed to hold people accountable. But that verse in this section here is trying to tell us that before you can be a true follower of Christ and hold other people accountable, then you need to hold yourself accountable. You need to walk right before the Lord. And it's an ongoing process. I know that. But let's look at this other thing that he says here. Like newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk. Like newborn babies. Now, Paul, in another place in Scripture, he uses this imagery of you are like children. You're taking milk and you need solid food. This is not the same thing. In the original languages, it's conveying something else. He's trying to convey the way in which a newborn baby craves milk. Let me say that again. The way a baby, an infant, when that baby is hungry, they crave the milk. You are to crave pure spiritual milk with that same unbridled passion and need. Not that you're an immature Christian. It's just that you should want the pure spiritual milk, the same way a baby craves milk. But Peter is saying, crave what you need in order to grow. You know, healthy babies grow. Do you know that? And healthy Christians grow. I was at a seminar for pastors one time, and Rick Warren, who's the pastor of Saddleback Church down in Orange County, one of these megachurch things, and all the pastors, of course, wanted to know, how do you grow your church to be a big church? And he says, look, fellows, it's really, really simple. Healthy things grow. If your church is healthy, your church will grow. Don't worry about systems and policies and procedures and programs to grow your church. Make your church healthy. So go back to the first verse. A healthy church, a healthy Christian believer, gets rid of all of these things and becomes a true follower of Christ. Then we become healthy Christians, we become a healthy church, and healthy things grow.